Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The shape of both plants and animals has played an important role in their respective evolutionary paths. Jayanth Banavar, dean of the College of Computer, Mathematical, and Natural Sciences at the University of Maryland, explains how geometric constraints help influence an organism's development.
Living organisms span an enormous range of sizes, from bacteria weighing a trillionth of a gram to blue whales weighing more than 200,000 pounds. Living organisms also span an enormous range of shapes. Consider animals and trees, two dominant forms of life that have very different geometries. Humans have a uniform distribution of mass, whereas a tree's mass is concentrated in its trunk and branches. We have a heart, but trees do not. Animals are mobile, trees are rooted. To better understand these differences, scientists can study how evolution shaped these two distinct geometries of life. They can also examine the relationship between the rate at which an organism burns energy and its mass. In a recent paper, my colleagues Todd Cook, Amos Maritain, Andrea Rinaldo, and I found that animals and trees of a given mass have about the same energy efficiencies. Our results provide a simple and general explanation for an empirical law deduced nearly 75 years ago by the Swiss biologist Max Kleiber. Our theory makes predictions about lifetimes, heartbeat rates, the tapering of a tree trunk, and many other phenomena linked to the metabolisms of living things. Our findings suggest that animals and trees have independently evolved within the constraints imposed by geometry and the laws of physics to achieve maximal energy efficiency, a beautiful example of convergent evolution.
That was Jayanth Banavar of the University of Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.